I take what I need.
Do you want it?
going on, everybody? Hey, what's going on, everybody? Looking for some kicks by The High End. Never heard of them, but they sound pretty rocking. They sound pretty good. You're listening to 91.5, and this is the Entertainment Block on WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Tall the Giant. It's been two weeks since I've been back here, and I've been missing you guys every single day after that previous show. It's been a doozy. It's been crazy over the past 2 weeks. You know, a lot's happened, a lot's been going on, but I'm here and I'm ready to share, all right? So, Entertainment Block, we like to talk about entertainment, and when I say we, I mean me, but we will get a we soon on a Wednesday. Hopefully, I don't know, come summertime, I'll probably have a co-host, because right now, the one I have in mind, still have to hit him up, is in school, so he can't come, but we'll see in the summertime, maybe it might change. But anyway, what's been going on in the entertainment? We talked about Luke Perry, that was a long time ago, that was 2 weeks ago, so we're going to move on from that, and we're going to talk about Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel. Oh my God. Did you guys see this movie? Did anybody see this movie? If you saw this movie, let me see what the number to the station is again. Because I would love for somebody to call in. Let me just find. Oh, here's the handbook. Here is the handbook. This is the book that tells me. No, that's for PSAs. I don't know where the phone number is for the station. But once I do, I will definitely tell you guys. But I want people to call in if you are listening and tell me what your thoughts were about the movie, about Captain Marvel. Because if I have to be frank, honest, blunt, I didn't like it. I did not like it as much as I liked Guardians of the Galaxy, Avengers. I mean, those are very big, big films, but like, so is Captain Marvel. And I honestly thought the story was very cliche. I saw it coming. I mean, I don't know. And I didn't like her personality. Like, her personality, it seemed more like a Captain America, but more of like a Mean Girls type. You know, I just did not like her personality, to be frank. And the movie was not a letdown. I kind of had a feeling it wasn't going to do as, you know, good as like Black Panther or the Avengers, but you know, it just wasn't as strong as I hoped it to be. Unfortunate. I'm not going to go into spoilers. You guys should still see it. I mean, it's making a lot of money in the box office, but I don't know, man. I feel like, what are Marvel movies turning into now? Social justice movies? I mean, we have Black Panther about African Americans, and now we have Captain Marvel about feminism. I mean, what's next? You know, probably a hero about LGBTQ. We're going to have all these superhero movies that are about social, you know, movements. And I mean, there are superhero movies. I mean, I feel like we're losing the fact, we're losing the touch of that these are just superheroes. Why do we have to bring all this controversy today into these superhero movies? Just be superheroes. I mean, I don't care if Captain Marvel is a strong woman. She's a hero. She's supposed to be strong. I mean, I don't think anybody should be like, oh my God, you know, Captain Marvel's feminism all the way. You know, she's a strong female character, blah, blah. Black Widow's a strong female character, and she doesn't have any, you know, superhero powers. All right, but she's a strong character. So quit moaning and stuff about that. Can we just enjoy a movie instead of just bringing politics into it? It's kind of annoying and tiring, all right? That's my rant about it. I don't know if you might agree with me. I agree with me, but if you don't, that's up to you. Oh, I think maybe I found, is this it? No. Okay, that's weird because they had like a list for where the phone number for, let's see, I'm going to just look it up very quickly. WMFO phone number. And if you don't call, I don't care because I got an hour to kill and that's fine with me. That is fine. Absolutely diddly fine. Oh, the Wi-Fi is so slow. I wonder if people that are guests at Tufts, because I don't go to Tufts, actually. I go to Salem State University up north from Medford Somerville. But I'm graduating this semester, and Tufts is closer. like maybe a half an hour close to my house or something. But okay, so if you want to call and disagree with me, fight me on this, because I'll fight you. 855-915-9636. Again, that's 855-915-9636. Probably, you know, I don't care if you call or not. I love to just talk to people. That's what I do. I'm a communications major, guys. I like to communicate. I like to talk. Oh, my God. I mean, entertainment block. You know, I love entertainment. That's kind of like where I want to go for my career, basically. But it's, I'm telling you, it's a tough industry because I'm not one with social media. Like, I don't like social media per se because a lot of people just say a lot of stupid stuff. And that just annoys me because we're smart people, right? Or at least I believe we are. We should know better what to post and what not to post on social media. And, All right, this is cool. Disney closes $71 billion deal for Fox Entertainment assets. Interesting, interesting. So, that means that we're definitely going to have X-Men in the Marvel Universe. Might be, I don't know, though. I mean, their cast for the X-Men movies is pretty strong right now. And, like, Michael Fassbender is a really good, and you have Jennifer Lawrence, who, she's okay. But you have Sophie Turner, who's a Lady Sansa Stark, in Game of Thrones. So you have, like, a strong cast of X-Men characters, you know? You know, honestly, they need to make a Cyclops movie. They need to make a Cyclops movie. Cyclops is my favorite X-Men. You know, he was the cool boy. You know, he was the cool guy everybody wanted to be, even though, you know, if you took his sunglasses off, he's defenseless. But he was the cool kid. You know, everybody wanted to be like Cyclops. And then, you know, these X-Men movies, they don't give Cyclops the fair amount of screen time. I mean, they made him seem like a jerk in, like, the original trilogy. And then he died in the third movie, in Last Stand, which was total BS. And then X-Men First Class came, and he wasn't in there. And then he was, and then he popped up. And, you know, still, like, he doesn't really get enough screen time. I just feel like, you know, they treat Cyclops way better in the comics and the TV show than they do in the movies. And that's a shame, because Cyclops is one of my favorite X-Men. I mean, his superpower is kind of lame. I mean, all he can do is shoot lasers out of his eyes. But, like, his personality, you know, is, like, cool boy high school type of stuff. And he's a nice guy. You know, he's like the leader. You know? Did anybody see X-Men? I think it was X-Men Revolution. I think it was early 2000s cartoon. That was such a great cartoon. And Cyclops was so cool in that cartoon. And, like, I looked up to him, you know? I mean, we watched a lot of cartoons growing up. I watched Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, X-Men, Justice League, Batman Beyond. Oh, God, cartoons were good back then. Dexter's, Johnny Bravo. Oh, my God. Courage the Cowardly Dog, Ed, and Eddie. SpongeBob, early SpongeBob was really good. Man, we had really, really good cartoons back then. And what happened? What happened to the cartoons, guys? What do we have today? Care Bears? What? I mean, what happened? I mean, like the Joker said, did your balls drop off? I mean, like, what happened to cartoons today? They're all the same, you know? I just feel like, you know, there's so many protective parents out there that they don't want their, you know, because if you look at the old cartoons, there was some, like, sexual innuendos, and they touched on topics that were very taboo, but, like, growing up with that, it was cool, you know? I mean, I didn't understand the sexual innuendo jokes, but they were there for the adults also to watch the cartoons, you know? It was for everybody. SpongeBob, especially early seasons, was for everybody. Adults could watch it. Kids could watch it. Even your dog could watch it. Everybody loved it. It was good, you know? But then now today, you know, it's like, let's build a sandcastle, guys. Oh, yes, because friendship works. Let's do it. I hate that. I hate that. You know, it's just, there's no story. There's no plot line. Even PBS Kids had good shows back, you know, back in the day, like Dragon Tales and Old Arthur. And, God, I mean, they just had good shows, man. And then it just went all downhill. Society has just got too protective, got overprotective. They got too many emails, too many phone calls from parents. Oh, my kid, you know, he's watching this and this, and they said something about and I don't find that appropriate. Then, you know, don't let your kid watch it. Let him watch something else. Don't change the industry because other kids are going to watch it. Crazy. It's crazy. I mean, what cartoons can people watch today? I mean, what, regular show, Adventure Time? I don't really care for those. They're not my type of humor. I mean, Jesus, like, cartoons have just changed dramatically. It's a shame. Remember when the first seasons of Pokemon? Oh, those were beautiful seasons. Beautiful. Oh, God. And now, you know, he doesn't just capture Pokemon. He has to befriend them in order to catch. It's like he needs consent to capture the Pokemon instead of just throwing the Pokeball at the creature. That's so lame. And even the Pokemon games. Oh, we're changing topics today, folks. Even the Pokemon games are so freaking kid-liked, you know? Like, Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee was probably the most easiest Pokemon game in the franchise because you didn't even have to battle wild Pokemon. You had to just throw Pokeballs at them. Pokemon is about battling other Pokemon. It's not about just like, here, let me rock you in, you know, your cradle and then, you know, ask if you want to be my Pokemon. No, you see a Pokemon like a freaking Caterpie. You battle it, and then you throw a Pokeball because you want that. You know, you don't have to ask. Oh, and now here we go. Oh, but consent, blah, 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 today's times, blah, blah, blah. We're not, these are about Pokemon. These are fictionalized things. I swear to God, society, man. Society is, it's tanking. It's tanking right now. Everybody's so offended, and everybody's so uptight. I mean, what happened? What caused this? You know, I try to look back in time, thinking what year, maybe when Obama was president, you know, and then it kind of started because now the first black man's in president. Now let's see what else we can do, you know, what else we can change and we won't give up until, you know, you hear our voices, you know. Maybe that's what caused it. I don't know. That's just a theory. But I just know that everything's getting out of whack today. I can't stand it. Oh, and now I found the number. Now I found the number for the station. It's right above the clock. Did not even see it. Right up there. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. It's ridiculous. You know, I think you guys are having spring break right now for Tufts. That's funny because my spring break in Salem was last week. So I went up to Acadia and that was pretty, it was okay. I mean, when the summertime comes around, then everything will be opened and, you know, you can take tours, you can go on boats on the ocean, blah, blah, blah. But going up there around the middle of March, there's really nothing much to do. I was upset because, I mean, 5.5 hour drive. I wanted to see the sunrise, but it was cloudy that morning. I wanted to eat lobster, but every restaurant we went to was out of lobster because it wasn't the season. I mean, how can you say it wasn't the season, but then you have chains like Red Lobster selling lobster, illegal seafood? I mean, I don't get it. Maine is known for their lobster, and I don't go up to Maine often. It was my first time going up to Maine. And they did not have lobster. You know how upset I was? I'm not a big lobster guy, but I wanted to try the lobster. I can't catch a break, can I? All right. I need to take a breather because I'm exhausted. We're going to play some music, all right? I like Journey. Let's play some Journey for you guys, all right? But we got to see because my laptop just turned on. And it's not, is it connected to the, there we go. Let's see what happens now. Nope, not happening. I have no idea what's going on, guys.
Lying beside you, here in the dark, feeling your heart with mine.
By Heart. Oh boy, oh boy. It's about 4, 3, 2, 1, 2:30. And my tooth is hurting. Wow, remember that joke? Oh, that was like elementary playground humor. That was recess humor. Oh, another great cartoon show, Recess. You're listening to The Entertainment Block on 91.5 FM WMFO at Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Man, so I wonder where everybody went for their vacation, because it's very... The parking here is just amazing to find. I found great parking, and I'm so happy. I am so... Oh, my God, I am so happy for this parking. I forgot also to do one thing. Excuse me while I do it. I mean, honestly, guys, great parking today. Super happy about that. And, hold on. There we go. And, I don't know, you know? Just rocking and rolling. Boom, boom, boom. I think 31. There we go. No, submit. There we go. I'm still learning the, like, basics, how to, you know, run this radio, because it's very different from the one in Salem State. If you guys want to listen to it, WMWM 91.7, that's the station at Salem State. I actually DJed there for about freshman year to junior year. And then I went to California for a semester during my senior year, during my first semester of senior year, and I did radio over there at KSUN. It's an online radio. So I was been doing radio for quite a while. Radio is a passion. You know, you just talk and people listen. It's like a podcast. And I really want to start a podcast. Oh, want to start a podcast, but I can't play music on a podcast. So that's a little upsetting. Unless I was getting paid by the artist, but I mean, look at me. I'm not at that level of getting paid by artists yet. They don't know me. I have to make myself known. That's why I do this, guys. That's why I try to make myself known, so I can get further known and probably get a degree, or no, like, you know, get a, like, a contract agreement to host the SiriusXM show and be with Howard Stern. So there you go. That is my goal. Probably, no, yeah, it will happen. You'll see me. You'll see me with Howard Stern, or taking over for Howard Stern. It'll happen, and then I'll be able to swear a lot more on radio, but I can't hear. Anyway, what should I read from our PSAs today? PSAs. Oh, I know. Numbers to think about. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. That's a public service message from WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Okay. We'll do another one. Walking is good exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult or child or teenager. Hey, we don't want to, you know, discriminate, or grandparents, or, you know, elderly. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road. Hey! Don't call me impaired. It's safer than riding a bike. Wow, I had no idea walking was safer than riding a bike. The more you know, right? The more you know. Oh my God. Speaking of the more you know, we just got more entertainment stuff today. Throughout the week so far, Toy Story 4 trailer came out. Oh boy, was I so happy to see it. It looks amazing. It's polished animation, and it looks kind of actually scary, because you got those puppets in the trailer that look like the ventriloquist puppets, and they look freaky. They look very scary. So, like, this movie actually might be a little bit dark, which I'm hoping for, because Toy Story, it's not, you know, just, it's not just kid-friendly. It has a little bit of dark stuff. It talks about, you know, Toy Story 3, they were going to die in that fire. Toy Story 1, you know, loneliness, you know, an abandoned owner, you know, identity crisis. Toy Story 2, you know, wanting to move on stuff. You know, Woody wanting to move on from Andy at some point, but, you know, he got dragged back into Andy. I mean, Toy Story, you know, I like that they deal with, like, good topics. Unfortunately, I don't feel like Pixar is doing so well in that department. You know, their latest movies haven't really been tear-jerking lately, and it's making me upset. It's making me upset that they're not making me cry as much as I cried in Up, all right? Like, I hated Incredibles 2. I am so sorry for everybody listening and saying, oh my God, what am I listening to? But I hated Incredibles 2. It just was not as good as the first one. The story was obvious, so cliche, and they should have just called it Elastigirl. All right, just call it Elastigirl, because she was mainly the main character in the film. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. Oh, you know, feminist, blah, 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 empowerment women. You know, why can't we just make a good movie? She was also powerful in the first Incredibles. You know, they all had equal screen time, all right? Why do we have to, you know, give more screen time to one person than the other? I know males get a lot of screen time over than females, but I mean, if we're trying to make it equal, then let's make it equal, not now give females more screen time than men. I mean, I don't care. But The Incredibles, like, I don't care. A movie can give more screen time to women than men. I don't care about that. But when we're talking about a franchise like The Incredibles is about a family, and you should give the family a lot of screen time, not just Elastigirl. And that's my two cents, basically. And that's why I hated The Incredibles 2. People like it because they brought back The Incredibles family. Everybody wanted to see Edna again. The animation was beautiful. Whatever. I think the story was crud. And you can fight me on that. I don't care. But it was crud. But, you know, Toy Story 4 trailer looks amazing. Oh, and Stranger Things Season 3 trailer came out today. Oh, boy, it looks so good. Oh, my God, that monster at the end of the trailer, like a big, like, slug-like monster. Oh, beautiful. I'll tell you what, this series reminds me so much of the Alien series with just creepy monsters and, you know, dark alley, dark like hotel, dark hospitals, you know, the dark places that they go to. Just dark alleyways, dark hallways with a creepy monster you can't really even like notice. That was the Alien franchise, and I love the franchise so much. So I love Stranger Things. Such a great franchise. And it's coming out July 4th in the summertime. Pretty wild stuff, right? Very wild. I'm excited. I'm very excited. Hold on. I'm very excited. I think it's going to do very well. But we'll, you know, we'll have to wait and see. Not, you know, every show can start out great, but then they can always have their downfall. I mean, I'm thinking of Dexter or Walking Dead. Walking Dead, especially. First few seasons were great, and then boom, went downhill after season 5. Oh God, season 5, Jesus, everything went downhill. And now I heard it's coming back, but you lost all your main cast, you know. All you have now is Michonne, and she wasn't like the main cast, like season 1 cast. A shame, man, a shame. Walking, they should just end that franchise. It's just money. It's just money right now. That's all it is. AMC's biggest show is Walking Dead. They used to have good shows. Mad Men, Breaking Bad, and, you know, Hell on Wheels was pretty good. I didn't even watch it, but I heard it was good. It wasn't bad. But now, you know, they lost that streak. They lost that mojo. And I don't know if it's them, because I know they're trying. I know they are absolutely trying. But I just think it's the entertainment industry as a whole today, because there's too much. There's honestly just too much TV today. And you have Amazon Prime, you have Hulu, you have YouTube Originals, you have Netflix, you have even Yahoo's trying to get on that deal. Google will probably get on that boat. You have too many TV shows. And like, people are overwhelmed. I don't know what to watch. I mean, the only thing I suggest for people to watch is Game of Thrones right now, because that show is beautiful. That show is great. The story is great. You know, every season except the 5th season is a great season to watch. But I mean, what else can you recommend people? I mean, I know somebody watching Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. I think it's just called Queer Eye. And actually, that's a pretty good show. I actually think it's important for men to try to look good. And, you know, because you have all these YouTube channels about women's makeup and, you know, all these, you know, America's Next Top Model, all these women models and stuff. You know, I mean, you have a lot of shows that women like to watch that, you know, try to improve women's body, skin, you know, whatever. But there really aren't any for men. And I think men, you know, we should also try to look good. Like, I wouldn't mind putting on makeup for myself. I have some dry skin patches, some, you know, dark skin patches. I like to cover up with makeup, but like, I mean, really, I mean, how often do men put on makeup? Not often at all. Rarely. I mean, that's why I like Queer Eye, because they show that men can be beautiful too if you put enough work in it, you know? And I think it's good. Yeah, you should watch Queer Eye. Oh, my stomach. I am hungry, guys. I did not eat anything today. Actually, I went to Cane's Donuts. It's in Saugus. Shout out to Cane's Donuts. Those donuts are beautiful, man. They make a lot of donuts and just all the flavors and stuff. I brought it to my girlfriend that I'm... Yeah, girlfriend. Yeah, I brought it to my girlfriend. I got her a Reese's peanut butter donut, and I wanted to share it, but she ate it all, and I, you know, but I got a second donut. It was a chocolate flavored marshmallow type of donut, marshmallow filled donut. So good. Oh my God. I'm telling you, man, Cane's Donuts, that's where the best donuts are at. I also like Dunkin' Donuts donuts, you know? And let's talk about Dunkin' Donuts, all right? Dunkin' Donuts. Why are they getting rid of the donuts label? Because they want to compete with Starbucks for their coffee? No, all right? If I want to, I like to go to Dunkin' Donuts to get a sausage, egg, and cheese on a cinnamon raisin toasted with hash browns, all right? I don't care about the coffee, and I bet a lot of other people don't care, you know, I'll just go to Starbucks because Dunkin' Donuts is more now mainly known for their food. No. You don't have to change your brand name, all right? I love the name Dunkin' Donuts. It's fun to say. I don't like just saying Dunkin'. I only say Dunkin' when I say, hey, did you go to Dunkin'? No. Dunkin' Donuts. I like it. Dunkin' Donuts, all right? God dang it. You know, you live in a... You're a communications major, Tal, and you're freaking... just surrounded by... controversy with brands and celebrities and social media. It's so tiring. But it's a lot of fun to talk about because, I mean, I prefer to talk about it more than politics because, let me tell you. Politics? That's a tough cookie to crumble, I'm telling you. Politics is a very... It's like a new form of racism. Hold on. WFO 91.5. Because, let me tell you, I feel like people judge other people by, he's a Democrat, I'm not going to vote for him because he's a Democrat, or she's a Republican, I'm not going to vote for her because she's a Republican. You know, isn't that racism? You're saying that you don't want to vote for this person because they are in this class. They are in this political class. You know what? Let's vote for people to just have the best ideas and not if they're red or blue, all right? Why are we so divided on, you know, if they're on the left or if they're on the right? If they're on this side of the road, you know, I don't like them. But if they're on that side of the road, I guess I'll go towards them, you know? Why can't we just listen to the people who are for the people? And yeah, Democrats are for the people, but there are some stuff that I can't even stand what Democrats believe in, and there's some stuff I can't even stand what Republicans believe in. Like, here we go. Democrats support all these social justice movements. I can't stand them. They're just too much. But Democrats support, Israel, and I'm a Jew, and I love Israel, so I support that. And, you know, they support basically people's rights, and you know, people should have rights, but you know, SJWs just take it way too far. And then we have the Republicans. Oof, Republicans. I watch a lot of Bill Maher, so forgive me for, you know, Republicans. No, it's my fault. I should not say all Republicans are, you know, just the same, because they're not. There are good Republicans. You're just having a bad representative right now who's Donald Trump. And he's not a good representation of the Republican Party. But like, you know, I don't even know a good one right now, honestly. I don't see, again, this is, I don't follow politics that much. So don't take whatever I say with a grain of salt, but just listen, hear me out. I agree with Republicans about taxes. I hate when tax season comes because then I see how much the taxes are screwing me over, and I hate it. I'm losing money, guys. I'm working a lot, and now I'm not even getting any money back. But I also heard that, you know, a lot of people that are rich, they lose a lot more tax, and that's a shame. I mean, people that are rich, they work high-profile jobs. They shouldn't be losing more money. But, you know, it's rough. But then again, I support abortion, and Republicans don't. And it's not killing. You're not killing anything. It's a healthy thing. If women don't want to have kids, if they don't want a child right now, then they have the right to an abortion. Don't pressure them and say they're going to hell, because they're not. Don't say they're murdering anybody, because they're not. It's not an anybody. It's like a piece of bacon inside of them. I don't know what's wrong with our society today. Why do we argue so much? You know? Why can't we all just be friends? Just love one another? All right? Why do we always have to debate? Oh, you know, I like to play devil's advocate. I know. I like to play. Oh, we getting a phone call? Hold on. Hold on. Hello? Hello? Are we getting a phone call? I don't know if I hung up on them. Oh, please call back again. They don't have the... Let's see. They don't have the... Because I forget how to do the phone. But if you want to call back again, I actually wouldn't mind. Let me see. Hold on. All right, I think I fixed this. So if you do want to call, I don't know though. My headphones are not working right now. Hello? I don't know. Well, we had a caller and it didn't work out. So I apologize to that caller. But you probably had something good to say. And I thank you for calling. Next 2 weeks from now, I'll be back. And if you want to call again, we'll talk about more controversial stuff. And I can't wait. I would love to discuss it. So, sorry again. I see the number on my sheet. I don't know why I can't hear anything, though. Let's just cut into music right now, and we'll be back, all right?
I say yes, I feel wonderful. car keys. She helps me to bed. And then I tell her, as I turn out the light, I say, my darling, you are wonderful tonight. Oh, my darling, you are wonderful tonight.
Eric Clapton's, what's the song? Wonderful Tonight. Oh my God. Beautiful song. Beautiful song. You know, I'm 22 and I don't hear a lot of other 22 year olds playing stuff like this, playing beautiful 80s, 90s, 70s music. It's a shame. It's great music. I like the music more than the music that I hear today. I just want to apologize to the caller, because dang it, I would have loved to have a phone call with somebody, but they don't have the sheet. I'm telling me how to pick up the phone, and they taught me, but it was 4 weeks ago, all right? They taught me 4 weeks ago how to use the phone. You think with my memory, I'm going to remember about 4 weeks ago? What did I do 4 weeks ago? I don't even remember the date. What was it? February 20th? 4 weeks ago? I don't remember what I was doing that day. Beats me. I was probably like working, going to school, you know, getting A's, passing classes. You know what I mean? Oh boy, what a show today. What a show today. Well, I think I'm going to leave on a happy note. So, happy note is that I'm going to go see Us tonight, hopefully, with my friend. And I'm very excited because Jordan Peele is a great director. I saw Get Out, not in the theaters. I saw it on HBO, actually. But it was great, and I loved it. And I'm a big horror nut. I'm a big horror enthusiast. And I heard good things about this movie, Us. So I would love to go see it tonight. So hopefully, once I see it, I'll come back 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks at the same time, 2 to 3 on Wednesdays. The Entertainment Block. I'll come back and I will tell you what I thought about Us. Not Us, like me and you listeners, but I mean the movie Us by Jordan Peele. Well, I guess that's my time for today. I hope everybody's been having a good break. I'm going to log off. Hold on. Close playlist. Log off. There we go. I'm going to log off and I hope everybody continues to have a good break. It's hump day. So, you know, you got a half more of that break left. And I hope you guys enjoy it, okay? So, I'll be back again. Two Wednesdays from now. Two more weeks from now. Wednesday, 2 to 3. And that caller who called in, I hope you call in 2 weeks from now. I'd love to hear your discussion. Please correct me if I'm wrong, guys. I listen to a lot of Bill Burr. And I'm inspired by his rant style, all right? Like, and I just rant. You know, whatever just grinds my gears, whatever just pushes me up against the wall, I just like to talk about it. And, you know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I'm never one to disagree with anybody. If they can prove me wrong, then go for it, because I love learning stuff. And honestly, prove me wrong, I won't fight you. Just prove me wrong, okay? Anyway, that's the time. Hope you guys have a great one. You're listening to the Entertainment Block. This has been... Oh, I put the aux on. Sorry. Hold on. There we go. This is Entertainment Block, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a good break, guys. Take care.
More times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Gotta get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve! It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet.
nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.